Hello everyone, I'm Elmon Khoza, the founder and CEO of Nkare Timepiece. You are listening to my Top 10 at 10. Kaya 959, on the street, on the air.
I don't know how do you say that in Tsonga? Yeah. That life waits for no one. You have to keep it moving.
Yes. Brati, I should say, Tsonga Saka.
I
don't want to go deeper in translations, yeah, otherwise I'll be in trouble.
They'll be like, hey! Whoa.
Yeah,
Mr. Khoza, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for the invite. Thanks for the opportunity to tell the story.
Yeah.
It's a special day.
It is.
And yeah, I'm looking forward to the conversation.
More to us than to you, actually, because there's nothing like sitting with a visionary of whom the story is not yet told, at least on this platform.
Yeah.
And you are there for giving us a... call it an insight story, you know. You're giving us access.
True.
So we really are honored. And congratulations, by the way.
Thanks so much. And I'm looking forward to everything. Looking forward to telling the story.
Apparently, the Nkari, the timepiece, the story starts with your father.
Yes.
Tell me.
I mean, the journey of Nkari. Nkari was founded in 2019.
Oh.
It was in April the 17th. Remember
the day? A year before lockdown.
Yes. Yeah. So I remember the day vividly. And in essence, it was a culmination of a dream which started 5 years before.
Okay.
It was nurtured around 2013, and it actually was presented to the public in 2019 in April. My story, or the story of Nkari as a whole, cannot be decoupled from my dad. My father received his qualification in watchmaking and repairs, a diploma in 1983, before I was even born.
Sure.
So I always say that the story of Nkari started before I was even born.
Yeah.
And I find life very fascinating to say, you know, the education, the passion, and the dedication of my father's time and life is actually manifesting in my own life.
And
I think with my father, like any other proud father, he wanted to teach me his trade that he's very proud of.
Yeah.
And when I was 6 years old, that's when I received my first lesson in watchmaking.
Okay.
And
at six,
yes.
Sure. Okay.
And I had a watch on my wrist ever since then. And I think one of the things I always say is I wasn't fond of watches.
Yes.
Growing up, because I understood 100% what 6 p.m. meant.
Oh, yeah.
So I wouldn't be late by 2 minutes for my set curfew. So that gave me... you know, that love-hate relationship with watches.
With
I was
proud
that I was the only kid with a watch, but I also hated the fact that they would always ask me to check my wrist.
Yeah.
To check what time it was as I walked in.
Oh,
yes.
My.
And yeah, I think my dad has been there throughout the journey. When I was 8 years old, the unfortunate happened, calamity struck my family. We lost my mom. May her soul continue to rest in peace.
Oh, man.
I think we missed my mom quite a lot. I mean, at the time, our family was quite balanced. It was fun growing up.
What do you mean balanced? How many kids?
Balanced, it was three kids. Okay. I'm in the middle.
Oh. I was about to say.
Stop it, Brady.
I
think being a middle child actually has its characteristics, and I'm no different. My dad quickly picked up that I like being independent. I like making my own money.
Yeah.
And when I was 12, that was 4 years after we lost our mom, during the school holidays, my dad organized me a job.
At 12?
Yes.
Hey, Mr. Kozala.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what was crazy is that the job was at a jewelry store. And at that jewelry store, they had a watch section.
Yeah.
And my job there, firstly, was in a jewelry store. You have to keep the watch workshop as squeaky clean as you can. So one of my jobs was obviously to clean and keep the place clean. But I also assisted with watches.
Yeah.
So I assisted with repairing mostly, but not difficult things like changing battery.
Yeah.
And
you knew how to open it, change a battery, and so on.
Yes. Which I had learned from my father.
Yeah.
So it made him kind of proud.
Yes.
And obviously, at the time, you know, All Star was the shoe. All Star and Dakota.
That's right.
I wanted those shoes, and my dad was like, you gotta work for it. So you have to meet yourself halfway. And
what a man. You know, I respect fathers like that, man. Because it's easy to just hand over and give it to yourself, because I'm sure he could.
Absolutely.
But you know, is the foresight.
Yes.
Of saying, I can see he has it in him.
Yes.
Let me rather train him.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So that was an amazing time to say it changed my whole perspective. All of a sudden, I was exposed to a different race, because the people running the shop were not black people.
Yeah.
So, but also the idea that someone could make a living selling stuff.
Which opens your eyes, right?
Yes. At home, you know, business people were struggling, tech shop owners, someone who makes butler gates or a builder, you know. It's like very informal businesses. So you never really got to see the real juice in running a business. But all of a sudden, I'm put in a situation where these people are filthy rich from running a jewelry store. And I should say, when I went back for my high school years, that had changed me completely.
Yeah.
The fortunate part of it is that going to high school, I became a top student at my school.
Yeah.
So
you're driven. There's something.
Yeah. All of a sudden.
Yeah. There's something behind why you want to succeed.
Yes.
Yeah.
But me being very successful with my studies meant that, my journey with watches took a bit of a backseat. So I put all my focus on my studies because I was getting reward there.
Yes.
And I matriculated quite well. I received a bursary to go study electrical engineering.
Okay.
At WITS, the university down the road.
Right there. Yeah.
And I think when I got to university, I remember telling myself to say, I'm done being a genius. they used to call me genius.
Yeah,
at school,
so
I'm done being a genius, and now it's time to leave. And I should say, it was a great time. Mm-hmm. I met some of the amazing people at Varsity.
And that's the thing about Varsity, eh?
Yes.
It exposes you.
It exposes
me. Especially to life, isn't it?
Absolutely. I
believe there's nothing that will... I don't think there's a better incubator of understanding how life works like being on campus.
Absolutely. For me, my character, I think people who knew me before Varsity and they meet me now, I'm completely different.
Chuck and cheese.
You know, I manifested, I found myself, I found my voice.
Yes.
I'm comfortable, very comfortable with who I am.
Yeah.
And also understood how to be a leader at some point, because you know, I got involved here and there in leadership things, and I met my business partner in the solar business at Varsity, Chivuma Sekwebile.
Wait, there's a solar business? Okay, we'll come to that. Park that.
Yes.
I must never forget that.
Yes.
So you are doing electrical engineering.
Yeah.
Are you doing it? Did you do it and finish it?
I did it and finished it.
Well done.
And whilst I was at Varsity, my love for watches was rekindled, and it was by accident that it was rekindled. The very business partner I was talking about was collecting a few watches, cheap, not so expensive.
Yeah.
I must not give him all the credit if he's listening. But there's a day when I accompanied him to a watch repairer to fix his watches. And one of the watches was returned, and they told him that he must return it to the original manufacturer because the guy couldn't fix the watch. Oh. So I told him, nonsense, man. That watch can be fixed. I can fix it for you.
Yeah.
So he laughed at me the of whole course. Week. So yeah. I had to prove myself. So I did fix the watch. And I think fixing his watch actually made him go out and start telling everyone about how good I am with watches.
Oh, wow.
Which also made everyone else around us to start bringing their watches for me to fix at
Varsity. Which means pocket money for you while you're on campus.
Yes, right? Yes, yes. And during the time, I was so into business, it's not funny. I ran a tuck shop at our res. I was selling furniture, ottomans. I was hiring out sound systems with my very good friend, Sir LSG.
Yes. Hello, LSG.
I know he's listening. And I was into deep house. I was into so many things at the time. That's why I say that's when I found myself, because I threw myself out to the world and picked up what I was good at, what I liked the most, and moved with it. I graduated and started working in a solar company. About 10 years ago.
Yes.
And working in a solar company, I was given advice by one of the professors to say, if you want to run businesses, rather work for a small company, because there you'll be doing everything. You'll be a tea guy, you'll be mopping, they will send
the
you...
The value chain, you see it all.
Everything. And I was
that's
very
good
lucky.
Advice, actually.
Yeah, I think...
Because we all aim for the big ones, aren't we?
Absolutely. I mean, with an engineering degree from Wits, I mean, the sky is the limit, you can think. But I did go work for a small company in Santon.
Mm.
Worked there for 2-3 years. It was fantastic, but really found out that I'm not good at working for people.
you are an independent person.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, not in a bad way.
Yeah.
Came with probably. When I left the company, I was already a shareholder. But I left to start my own solar company, with my good friend Chivuma.
Yes.
When I started working, obviously I could afford watches.
Yeah.
So I collected watches, and I knew there and there that I wanted to be in the watch space, but I didn't know in what
capacity. Way. Yeah.
You know? But one thing I knew for sure was that the scarcity in terms of professionals who know their way around watches. There aren't training centers. I tried to.
It's smaller than niche. Centers. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was. I saw it and it made sense. I kept in touch with my dad, obviously.
Yeah.
Picking up fixing as a hobby, making my own watches by bringing different components.
Yes.
You know. But also I was getting advice from him about where, you know, the whole industry was going.
Yes.
Because I believed that it was dying somewhat.
Yeah.
He also believed the same.
Yeah.
But
especially with the advent of the smartwatches.
Of the smartphones especially.
Yeah,
so the
yeah.
smartphones, all of a sudden, a watch is no longer a very functional part of you. You know, it was just a jewelry.
Yeah.
But true. It being a jewelry then carried a lot more sentimental value.
Yep.
So for me to find out really where the industry was, I started a hashtag on social media, and it was hashtag fix 2,000 watches.
Okay.
So I was thinking, before I started the hashtag, I thought about it.
Okay.
I was like, I want to go into the watch space.
Yeah.
But firstly, I don't have money. It is very, and I didn't want to do cheap watches.
Yes.
To tell the truth. So my idea was, I need to raise money.
Mm.
How do I raise money if I'm fixing 2,000 watches and I'm charging on average, hundred rands per watch.
Mm. That's 200K
I'll be making
right
200,000 rands,
yes,
right?
Yes.
But moreover, I needed to understand the market to sell to. What watches are people wearing, right? What kind? At what level?
It is research at the same time.
Yes. So it was my kill two birds with one stone strategy. And the hashtag was a success. It took a little over a year. I thought it would take less.
Yeah.
But it was a big success. And Gary was born. And
so you managed to raise 200K?
I raised a little bit over that.
Wow.
to tell the truth.
Wow.
The idea was simple. come up with a very authentic African premium product, which has fair pricing on it. But not only fair pricing, which when someone is wearing, they'll feel very proud because of the aesthetics as well.
Oh, yeah.
So Nkari was born after the hashtag, and we've never looked back ever since.
Sure. Mr. Koza. I can end here. The master class is over. Done. That's how you do it. That's how you get into business. You just tuned in. This is the founder, Elmond Koza, of Nkari Timepieces. And this is the story of how he got to get on with it. You spoke about your friend, say, LSG.
Yes.
Obviously, you chose one of his songs. How did you meet him?
LSG and I respect the guy so much. We started electrical engineering together.
What?
At Wits, yes. LSG was actually enrolled for electrical engineering. A very smart man, I should say.
Are you aware this is the second week, Claudie, that we're talking about LSG? Last week it was Ralph Gum saying the same thing.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Humble, very smart. But what I picked up about him was immediately he realized that although he was not a bad student, immediately he realized that he doesn't like engineering. He liked music more. Mm. He dropped out in his second year.
Sure.
He didn't wait for 5 years and make a nuisance of himself at varsity. He actually left and went to study music. And I should say, that's currently he's probably one of the best producers in the country, if not the world.
Not that.
I don't tell him that, obviously.
Yeah, don't.
Don't tell him.
So you maintain the friendship still?
We maintain the friendship. When I launched the watch, he was there. He was playing some beautiful music on the day. And he was one of the first customers who bought the watch. Not only for himself, he also bought for a few friends. So, yeah, very noble man. Very noble man.
Yeah. The question I just asked now is, do you compliment each other when you see, especially a person of the same gender, dressed like you, like, yo, how did clapil? I mean, Mr. Koza, I come through, I see you dressed to the nines, or you vice versa.
Yes.
Do you compliment another guy?
Absolutely.
What do you say? Which words do you use?
Yeah, nage ke mothako pitori so. Maybe get that Jewish, get a fandah Jewish, I would see more.
Yeah.
Or get all what I write. Or did like be a bra?
Yeah, no, okay, he's like, I am a bra.
Wafisa.
Yeah, there's another round. What is it? Girls, do you do the same? Tell me via voice note 0636880959.
Hello, everyone. I'm Elmon Koza, the founder and CEO of Nkari Timepiece. You are listening to my top 10 at 10. Kaya 959 on the street, on the air.
Indeed, it is. We're going to the phone lines right now and let's start here. Mr. Brad for Souls, good morning.
Hey, morning, Brati. How are you?
He's sharp, isn't he?
Ah, ne, those are the cause.
Those are the cause, I mean, bro.
Causality.
Causality.
Causality. He was trying to do a DJ, but failed this much. He didn't really last that long. But, without taking too much time, because I know the story, Ankari, is quite long and beautiful and so worthy to listen to. You know, I wanted to call in and say, this guy, when you talk about resilience, when you talk about determination, you know, somebody who starts something but can see like the long term vision, can have that vision, or this thing can become something great, you know. And Elmond is one of those people who also taught me to look at myself. To start working at a company, but also to see yourself owning something like that, it's something you know, great. And I really can't wait to see the day Nkari becomes as the timepiece for the nation, you know, just like a purple jeans or a drip or a bar two type of thing. And I just want to say all the best to you, my brother, and I respect you for what you're doing.
Hi, Kialeboha, Mr. DJ.
Sir LSG, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bratty.
There you go. And now, Abshen Tatokos.
Aye.
Minjan.
Mikona Minjan.
Mikon. This is Tibo Zonkaya. I've got your son here, Elmond.
Yeah.
Adi, hey, Bumshaya. Mr. Solikwaza, tell me why of anything else that you could have followed as a career, why did you choose watchmaking?
Follow the career of watch repairs.
Yes.
Oh yeah, while I was completing my studies, I was interested in fixing watches.
Okay. Where does the love for watches come from?
I beg your pardon?
Where does the love for watches come from?
No, I was interested from while I was young.
Yeah.
I was interested. One day I opened the watch, I tried to fix it.
Yeah.
But I couldn't. Until I get to the technical high.
Yes.
Where I study to fix the watches.
Okay. But now, giving a thing, our level like Elmondo or Normaran Fano Garnal or something.
Yeah, it's like I want to go ahead and take a look. I'm Fano Nantan Namotoka, which is a faking,
Oh.
Yeah, until I'm very interested to guys as I got to watch.
Maralu and I are known Brasoli, I'm Romela spanning at 12, 12 years.
He
can run on Romela spanning at 12 years old. Eh?
Tell me, nearly got a country. Medical release.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Nanyakili part time job. So a crab part time job boy, Pologaladi Petri, so on.
And now, Karikimo Onalea Hai Nkari timepiece, how does that make you feel?
Oronan Nkari Raga.
Business at the watch.
Yeah, business at the watch, yeah.
Yeah. How does that make you feel as a father? I get a honor, Ufila Yang. Oh, one Antona, how you
know? I don't know how you feel of pride.
Yeah.
It's like a cold.
On a Leon.
Ke na le tsepedi.
He?
Tsepedi ya.
Tsela tsa khalo sa diapara le tsona gore di latlhile mebra.
Ah, tsa khalo ke di latlhile. Pene mo saile.
O tsore dinako o mo.
Yeah.
Brasoli, for next week we say Happy Father's Day. Thank you for being an exemplary father. Who?
Yeah. Thank you, Wankari.
Yeah. Thank you, Khrotman. Ere he ngwana a butisa. Azangare, I want to know when I stand.
Yeah, no.
What a dad, man. I hope you bought him something for next week.
Absolutely. My dad holds a very special place in my heart.
Yeah.
People talk about moms, which I had an amazing mom. For the first 8 years of my life.
Yeah, and you still feel the love, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And I think my dad multiplied his efforts.
Yeah.
As a parent after my mom's passing. So.
Yeah.
Like
forever grateful, isn't it?
Forever.
Now, take me through Ngari.
Yes.
Because you see, there are so many watches, like you said, for every segment in the economy.
Yes.
How did you decide where you're gonna pitch it? What did you decide? Are you gonna go automatic? Are you going to go battery operated? How did you go about it?
So based on the research that I ran using hashtag fix 2000 watches.
Yeah.
There were two things which came out. Firstly, the type of watches that people really liked.
Sure.
So it was entry level luxury.
Mm.
And my target, I mean, when I was fixing watches, most watches were from men.
Yeah.
So it meant that more men were using watches, and the type of watches that they were using, or the people that I was interacting with, had luxury entry level luxury watches.
Okay.
So that informed me to want to actually come up with a premium watch.
Sure.
So to say. Because I knew exactly, if I fix 10 of your watches, you love watches. So when I have my watch brand, which is African, you're probably one of the first customers I'm going to sell to. So it became very easy for me that way.
So you created a market right there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But moreover, the absence there of African brands in the space.
Zero.
It was loud. It was very loud in my ears.
Yeah.
And when I was deciding on then what am I going to do with the information, I decided we need something very authentically African. Like when you say Nkari, you can't, it's not Korean, it's not German, it's not American.
Yeah.
It's African.
Yeah.
So we decided on the word. Obviously, we tried to involve a few brands, especially, you know, when you go to Vets, when you're from Vets, you've made relationships with people in different faculties.
Yes.
So we pitched to some of them and said, here we are. We want to start a brand called Nkari Timepiece, and they were laughing at first. Do you know the notion of African time? I mean, you're coming up with a watch, you're using an African name. Are you out of your mind?
I can see that.
If you understand branding, you wouldn't play around there. Go look for an English or German or Swiss
nonsense.
Name,
yeah.
But we took them to task, and when we launched the watch, we actually used the slogan, "It's African time." And for us...
Come on. I love that.
Yeah, you know, we...
That's brilliant. That is brilliant.
Yeah, so we're trying to say we're actually going to emphasize that it is actually Africa's time to shine. And not shy about that. We're not shy about coming up with an African name and Chitsonga name to be specific, because we know Tsongas and vendors, so mostly people from Limpopo. Usually, I grew up around Gauteng. Yeah. So you look down on. Probably things are changing now.
Totally.
But then, you know, you'll be in a taxi and a kid is misbehaving and you hear...
So those were the fruits of the division that were sowed between us and amongst us. And I'm glad that we're changing that narrative in so many ways.
Absolutely.
And we're living in a generation that is proud just to be all inclusive, which
Absolutely.
Is great, which
Absolutely.
Is fantastic.
Absolutely.
I love that. Now, you are the maker. Are you also the distributor?
Yeah, so we're actually using a very interesting model.
Okay.
So our model is, we didn't want to come up with a very expensive watch, but we wanted to pack it with value, to have as much value as possible. So us having distributors meant that you needed to add 30-40% markup onto the product, which meant that it wouldn't be accessible to a majority of our people. So our approach was, okay, we're living in a digital age, so we're going to be very heavy digitally.
Okay.
So we launched the brand online, doing our own distribution, sending watches all over South Africa, and after 2 years all over the world. The African diaspora is huge, and once they pick up on something, they start supporting, you know, without failure. So we distribute directly ourselves, and I think if there's one thing I know, I came with, the journey and narrated the journey. But one of the important things I think I never said was how we actually name the watches, because I think that's where we infuse the Africanness into this.
So, okay, under the Nkari brand, obviously there are sub-brands.
Or models, so to say, of watches.
So
we actually decided that I started traveling to different African countries at some point installing solar systems.
Okay.
And I couldn't ignore most of the time the feeling that you get when you get to a city or a town which you are there for the first time. It's either you will liken it to something that you've seen before,
yes,
or you feel that, wow, this town is alive. There's something about the town.
Yes,
but
yes.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So I always took note of that, and I started writing notes about how I feel about certain places, especially in Africa. You know, you're always worried about malaria and all things. But also there's the beauty that comes with African cities, the people, the architecture, and so on and so forth. So we decided, or I decided at the time, that when I make watches, I want to extract those characteristics of towns and cities.
Okay.
And our watches are actually named after colloquial names of African towns and cities. We have City of Gold, we have Emalahleni, we have Mother City, we have Eteguini,
yes,
and so on and so forth. For now, we have we're using South African cities and towns.
Sure.
And in the future, we hope that as we grow, you know, we can put the spotlight on other African towns and cities outside of South Africa. And I think for us, that's putting the life, the Africanness, or the flair of Africa into a product, into a very ancient, kind of like standstill, boring industry. It became that in recent times. But we feel like in time, you know, with like-minded people, we can actually really infuse.
Sometimes something, when it dies, it needs a revolutionary to come back and revive it.
Absolutely.
And I'm sitting across one. Time flies when you know what you're doing, isn't it?
Yeah.
But first things first, let's start here.
You know, it's not often that we congratulate Black excellence, and I think this is exactly what it is, Black excellence. I just quickly went on to Google now and Googled Nkari timepieces, and all I can say is, yeah, no, Hamikatikisa, congratulations. The pieces look, they look very good. They look good, better than good. Yeah, yeah, this is good. Black excellence all the way. Mobrao.
It is excellence that just happens to be black. I try and disassociate myself with, you know, the phrase "put together black excellence" as if we were not meant to be excellent. Mm. It just happens to be black.
Yes,
we are excellent.
It's excellence period.
It's excellence period.
Mm. Oh yes,
because we are. What's the word? The standard is high anyway.
Yeah.
With everything that we attempt to do.
True.
All right. Yes, but we appreciate that, Mobolawa. Thank you so much for that message. I like the fact that you didn't divorce yourself, because I like people who can multitask, or so-called multipotentialites.
Mm.
So the electrical side is still there, still works.
Yes, yes.
And so is the timepiece.
Mm.
Quickly tell me about the solar business. I mean, what happens there?
Yeah. So the solar business, the reason why I'm actually still doing solar is because we try to find meaning in it. I tried personally to find meaning. And my meaning was that the lack thereof electricity is the number one barrier to any socio-economic development. And frankly, Africa is a very dark region or continent. In sub-Saharan Africa, for instance, in every 10 people, 7 do not have access to electricity.
Sure.
And the 3 who have access to electricity actually they have access to very unreliable electricity, like we have come to learn in South Africa with load shedding. So that was my meaning. My meaning was that we're going to be in the engineering, procurement, and construction of solar photovoltaic solutions, which we will dedicate to the region in terms of ensuring that there is actually socio-economic development in the region. So we do installations for rural areas. We do for commercial and industrial clients. But I think one of the most of my proudest projects in the space has been one that we did in a rural area called Upper Blinkwater in Eastern Cape.
Okay.
Whereby they've never had electricity ever since it's a small village with over 80 houses, all living below the poverty line, very poverty stricken. They depend on social grants.
Mm-hmm.
We came with obviously a partnership with GIZ, the Raymond Club, a municipality, and also the provincial government of the Eastern Cape to actually construct a microgrid, a standalone microgrid, self-sufficient, very smart system, which what it has done to the socio-economic side has been amazing. It's supplying schools, not only houses, but we have seen also growth in terms of small businesses in the area. When we left, there was a carpenter who was creating furniture and selling it in town. We had welders. The local shop started selling frozen meat and so on. So the possibilities with access to electricity are immeasurable, according to me. You know, for you to get good sanitation or water supply, you need electricity. For you to get very good education, you need electricity. For you to get very good health, you need electricity. And I can go on and on and on. And that's my meaning.
Wow.
And I continue to thrive. To ensure that you know, Africans can be uplifted using the skills that we have. We have the sun, we have a few engineers
in abundance,
and yeah, I believe that solar is the answer.
Elmond, hey, when I'm on. This man must be nationalized. Simple as that. Where do we buy Nkari? Father's Day is coming. Come on, finally buy him a watch he definitely would like to have.
Yeah.
Got it.
If anything, for people buying for Father's Day, they must know that watches are actually a true juncture where art and luxury meet. So you're not wasting. You're not wasting.
That's right.
Nkari can be found online at nkari.africa. That's our website or online shop. We also have a physical office or showroom based here in Hyde Park at Albury Office Park, Block 4. But also we are available on email, info@nkari.com. Our telephone number is 011-568-3587.
All right.
Yep.
Are you on any
social? We are on social media, on Twitter and Instagram. We are Nkari underscore timepiece. On Facebook, we are at Nkari timepieces.
Elmond Khoza, may God protect you, bless you. Thank you for doing this.
Thanks so much. Thanks for the invitation. Really, thoroughly enjoyed.
It's Africa's time.
Hello, everyone. I'm Elmond Khoza, the founder and CEO of Nkari Timepiece. You are listening to my Top 10 at 10. Kaya 959, on the street, on the air.